What's up? What are you saying?
What are you talking about?
It's your chance to talk.
You hear me?
They are BBC Asian Network.
Timothy is the co-founder of the Sikh Underground Union. Timothy, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing? How are you?
Right? I'm good, sir. What do you think about this? Do you have any hard evidence of this happening?
Well, the evidence will be given. Our first mission was to put the word out and get the limelight going, get in touch with the police, start first step. Now, the police have turned around, Timothy, and said, no, it's not happening. Yes, I know. But the evidence, obviously, as you said earlier about domestic violence, it came out 10 years ago. It took a few years for people to come out the shells and come open with it. It will happen. How it works is, first of all, they get groomed at school. They get brainwashed while they're at school at the age of 13, 14, 15. They get given mobile phones. They get given other items.
They get manipulated.
I mean, 400 Sikh and Hindu girls were converted alone in Manchester last year.
Some of the girls I did get in touch with
and I did speak to, and they did say from the age of 13, 14... their guys used to drive around their schools in
Timothy, if you have any of the numbers of these girls, ring them up and get them to call us, because the problem is
fear of someone recognising their voices. It's more to do with fear than anything else.
Our foundation
is very small. We are very minute, but we go underground.
So there's 400 in Manchester, and we couldn't get a single one of 400 girls to call us.
They will not come forward. No Asian girl will come forward, and I can guarantee you that.
Timothy, you're a Sikh, a very, very proud religion in itself. But would you not accept that a Sikh girl would actually consider Islam a religion that she would find more appropriate to her personally?
Well, if she does, that's good for her, isn't it? I mean, that's good for her.
I've got the problem
with this brainwashing young girls into converting.
Why is it always girls?
This is a funded organisation. An organisation is funding Muslims to go out there and convert Asian girls into Islam.
Timothy, then you're saying that there's an organisation that is funded, you've got the name of this organisation, and you won't give it to us?
Nope, sorry, you'll have to work that one out yourself, mate.
Well, how am I going to work it out? I'm not saying it.
All these Muslims, they're on a mission just to convert people. The more people they convert,
who is this organisation?
You're a kafir. That's what these Muslims believe in. So they're on a mission to convert as many people as they can, and they get rewarded for it. That's the worst thing. And I would like to say to all the Sikh girls that are converting at the moment is use your heads and look at the picture in a bigger way.
Girls will be able to be informed and realise that when this organisation, if indeed it exists, comes out, they can do something about it.
It's a very big organisation. There's one in Birmingham, one in Manchester, one in Liverpool and one in London.
Why has Mohammed never heard of this organisation?
He probably has. I don't know. He's probably just not admitting it. You know what I mean?
Timothy, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
31.
You're 31. And I mean, has this happened to someone that you know? I mean, has it happened to a niece of yours?
I've been to five different colleges while I was at colleges. I've seen girls harassed, girls chased, girls blackmailed. I've seen young girls at schools given mobile phones at the age of 13, 14, hiding the phones from their parents.
Timothy, do you provide legal framework? I mean, do you have solicitors in your organisation that can help? Because obviously blackmail is a criminal offence, I mean, without a doubt. Do you provide any legal support or advice?
No, we don't. Our organisation we're a very small organisation. You can't join our organisation. These people have been handpicked only. Right. Our mission is to go to different towns to find out what's happening, what's going on, and that's it. Now our mission is to grab information, all the information, and we'll sit down with the police and we'll sort this out once.
Okay, great. Thanks, Timothy.